All right, so where's the most awkward place where nature has called?
Yes, yes, welcome. Welcome to the show, friends.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people texting saying, imagine this is the time that I tune into the show.
Yeah, and you're welcome for that.
Okay.
So we'll start with a message from a listener. A couple years ago, I was on a canoe trip where we basically lived on the river for 5 days. 5 canoes, 10 girls. Well, I was canoeing with my best friend, and we were ahead of the group. Told her I had to go, so we rowed a little harder. And basically, I squatted off the side of this cliff and had to push it away before any of the other canoes rolled up.
No. Wow. No.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Oh, it's not good.
Stacy texted, my dad worked in a boiler room. He couldn't leave. It hit him.
Oh, gosh.
He went in his pants. He just burned his underpants in the boiler. We teased him for years and even talked about that story at his funeral. My dad was a funny man. Nothing was sacred in my family.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know. What a great memory. What a great memory. Another message. Well, I went on a backpacking trip through the Colorado Rockies, and one morning I thought it would be a fantastic idea to drop a deuce on top of this mountain looking at the sunrise. It was great.
Oh, wow.
But what a majestic moment that would be.
Majestic scene.
Right, but just then.
Nature's toilet.
Yep. 3 deer came waltzing in, stopped, and just stared at me while I was doing my business. It was a bit weird.
You know what? It could be worse, though. It could be a bunch of, like, hikers.
Yeah.
Oh, not be good.
Right. Hey, Missy.
My husband is a truck driver, and a couple years ago, I went on a trip with him, a 2-week trip. So in the midst of this, he was one that he goes. You don't stop. We got to get where we're going. So
right.
I talked him into buying a little infant porta pot, just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
No.
So we're on our way home. We're getting right across the bridge. We live in Henryville, Indiana. I had the stomach cramps so bad, I couldn't hold it any longer.
Uh-huh.
So trying to use an infant porta pot in a semi-truck was not great at all.
It was not one of your finest moments.
Not at all. And just trying to sit on a porta pot in a bouncing truck.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That was a cleanup to do.
I'm telling you what, I appreciate you for having the ability to look at that moment and laugh at it now.
Yeah, we laugh at it all the time.
All right, thank you, Missy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Could you imagine
great
driving?
No.
I guess if you're in a truck, you're up high. But could you imagine looking over and seeing someone trying to use a porta potty? Oh, an infant porta potty.
Oh, boy.
Another message from a listener. My dad and I had a secret fishing hole.
Uh-huh.
I really needed to go during one of our fishing trips. And my dad told me to go find a rock to rest on and do the business. Well, I found this really large, mossy green rock to sit on, and I'm looking down at the ground, I see this huge tarantula-looking spider scuttling towards me.
No, sir!
Not entirely done. I hurried to finish up. Well, the poor tarantula ends up running right in between my legs,
and it lands directly on top of it!
I proceeded to run out of the woods screaming with my pants still down at my ankles. Poor guy. Poor guy didn't even see it coming.
Didn't even see it coming. That's a punishment. That little spider had no idea he was going to suffer that day. Had no idea. He woke up in his little spider world. He's like, I'm going to go out and get a little breakfast. And then, oh, dang it.
Listener texted in. When I was little, around 2 or 3, I used to go hide and go in my pants. One Easter, I snuck into the neighbor's house, hid in their closet, and proceeded to go.
Oh, gosh.
My parents thought I got kidnapped because I was gone for about an hour.
Oh,
hour and a half.
Wow.
Finally, the neighbor found me.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we found your kid. He was in our closet going number 2.
That is not great.
These are great.
Well, you know, when the kids were little and they wore their diapers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they would have a special place where they would just go and work it out in the diaper.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
but, the table.
You know, that's kids. So, I mean, we're talking almost like adults. Where's the most awkward place where nature is called? One more. I was driving with my girlfriend one night. Oh, sorry. I should preface this by saying this is not my story.
Okay, good.
The way I started that, it was like, wait, it sounds like it's my story. No,
someone's
this is not
tuning
my
in and going to be like, sharing again.
Yeah, right. No. a listener. I was driving with my girlfriend one night, a couple months after we first started dating. We were headed back to my house. I really, really, really had to go badly. So I pulled over, told her I had to pee. So I run behind a building, get my pants off as quickly as possible, and just squat without looking and go.
Oh, no.
I realize I'm taking too long and panic, grab a handful of the nearest vegetation and begin wiping.
That was always my, like, what are you people doing for that part of it?
I brought it in front of me trying to figure out what to do with the pile of leaves and noticed it was poison ivy.
Oh, no.
Yep, wound up getting poison ivy all over my backside.
Oh, that is the worst place to get that.
All right.
That's itchy, ouchy.
All right. Fun little topic. Thank you guys for this sharing corner, this moment here on the show.
Was it a fun topic?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you. By the way, if you want to see the original story, we've got that posted for you at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's so great.
You're welcome.